From NPR News, it's Day to Day. From bootlegged auto parts to illegally copied movies, piracy is running rampant in China. That's the conclusion of America's top trade negotiator in a recent report to Congress. And now the Bush administration wants to turn that complaint into a formal legal confrontation. There's word today that Trade Representative Susan Schwab plans to take the case to the World Trade Organization. Joining us now is Marketplace's senior business correspondent, Bob Moon. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Alex.
Bob, we've heard about this problem of piracy in China for years now. This is nothing new. So why does this seem to be coming to a head right now?
Well, it seems the Bush administration has quite simply run out of patience here. And perhaps more importantly, Hollywood has reached the end when it comes to losing out on what it figures to be billions of dollars in pirated movies. You're right that this has been going on for a long time, and especially in the past year or so, the U.S. has been pressuring the Chinese to crack down on the problem. Just a couple of months ago, the head of the Motion Picture Association of America, Dan Glickman, was testifying before a congressional hearing, and he said that his industry had walked a long way down the road, looking and hoping for some improvement with China, and he warned then that Hollywood might be nearing the end and looking for another course. Well, that other course seems to be the U.S. going before the World Trade Organization to challenge what the government views as weak enforcement of China's own anti-piracy laws and its tight limits on the distribution of foreign movies within China. The Chinese allow just 20 foreign movies in per year, and Hollywood says that really compounds the piracy problem.
Well, how serious is this going to get? Is there any chance that this might escalate into full-scale trade war between Washington and Beijing?
Well, there is some concern among some American business circles that there could be some kind of backlash from Beijing. We spoke to attorney Lester Ross. He represents multinationals in China, and he suggests that China could very well dig in its heels if it feels it's being pushed.
That's certainly a possibility. You could see stricter enforcement, for example, at China's ports with respect to imports. Chinese officials who perhaps have been pursuing some initiative could suddenly slow down in a number of respects. And there have been some trends here in China over the last year or more with respect to foreign investment that are decidedly hostile, and those could become even more so.
This latest action, by the way, marks the third time this year that the Bush administration has put pressure on China in one way or another on its trade practices.
And just quickly, Bob, how much support does this American crackdown have from business owners here?
Well, there is concern that we mentioned among some business circles, indeed, that there's going to be bringing pressure in the opposite direction on the Bush administration. The Software Alliance and drug manufacturers are concerned where this could lead if China, if there is some sort of backlash.
Thanks so much, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.